Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to the Railway Hub Podcast. My name's Ben, and we're currently releasing a series of podcasts via recording my colleague Shannon. Now, even though me and Shannon work for one of the biggest railway publishers in the country, we actually don't know that much about trains. So this was a series where we tried to educate ourselves about trains by looking into some interesting railway stories. Hello, welcome to the Railway Hub Podcast. In this episode, we're talking about a fascinating area of the UK railway landscape, which is ghost stations.
It's Halloween season, so it's the right time to do it.
It feels appropriate, doesn't it? Yeah. Mm. But sadly, it's not quite as interesting as it maybe sounds. It's not the paranormal version of it, unfortunately. that should be a future thing, but yeah. Like going to investigate a haunted railway station.
Train ghost hunting. Definitely.
So these are called ghost stations, and they're also sometimes there's also referred to as ghost trains or parliamentary trains. So mm-hmm. Out of interest, like, have you ever heard about this before, Shannon?
No, not real. Not the term ghost trains. I know there's a lot of lines in the UK that are kind of on its last legs and have like intermittent visits from trains, but I've never heard of ghost trains before. Sounds interesting though. Do inform me.
Yeah, so these are basically a name that is given to a rail service that runs an extremely limited service. So they might only have like one or two trains a week that go through these stations. It's kind of weird because you kind of think, well, why would the rail operator keep running these trains? Like if they're only going to go once or twice a week and barely any people actually use them, like why would you keep it open? And it's weird because apparently in the UK the cost of closing the line is a lot more than it is to run a limited service.
So that's crazy.
Yeah, so to save money they just keep these stations and trains open, even though there's like all this infrastructure that you have to obviously run a train, and it takes up space and money each year. You have to pay a driver, you have to have the train running, you have to maintain it, but somehow all of that is less expensive than it is just to get rid of the thing.
When they say get rid, do they just mean close it and leave it to rot, or does it mean to totally knock it down?
I think the idea is, to knock it down. But like what I haven't understood about this is if an operator did think like, oh, this particular line, no one really uses it. We don't really need it. They did want to knock it down. Then surely they could like sell the land to other people and get their money back. So there must be.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of private rail companies, you know, who do like the steam lines and, the special rail. They settled to Carlisle one. I mean, I know that's a running line still, but they have like dinner car trains. Yeah, that's what I mean. I couldn't think of the word. Selling it off to those sort of things or a charity thing rather than just either knocking it down or just letting it vaguely run.
Yeah, you'd think, yeah, that something like that would be possible. And it's like, over the years, they have, there have been various governments and stuff that have tried to like reduce the train service. And there was the whole famous story of Dr. Beeching where he axed all of these railway lines.
Yes.
And I guess this is kind of what's been left behind of like certain services where they just thought, oh, well, you know, it's too expensive to keep this running. We'll close, you know, we'll keep it open. But it kind of, the reason it sort of ends up being called like a ghost station is that it's almost like, it's like a zombie that's been like left behind of like a dead railway line, because the service that's running is like, you know, one or two trains a week, and some of them it only like runs one day of the week. And
it's quite sad.
It is sad, isn't it?
Like, it feels sadder than just closing them all together, because it's just, I don't know, it's just like keeping an animal barely alive just to have it around. Like, how many, do you know how many there are of these? Is it like a countrywide thing, or is it more like countryside that these ghost stations are?
Well, yeah, that's the other interesting thing, is that there's a group of sort of train fanatics who have gone out trying to hunt all of these ghost stations down.
And, right.
I haven't found an exact number, but there are ghost stations and ghost trains all across the country. Like they've done a big list, and they've like separated them all by region, and each region has like separate ghost stations of their own. So there is a surprising amount of them. Like, yeah, you'd think it'd be just like a kind of one-off thing where like there'd be one particular place where the cost of taking it down was too much, but it seems like it is quite a common occurrence, at least in the UK.
It really is a shame, because there's a lot of areas in the UK that have just terrible public transport as it is, like with buses being rubbish, and obviously Ubers aren't everywhere and taxis are expensive and not everyone drives. Especially in those areas, like you'd think it'd be more accessible, but I guess that's the way the government wants to save money, by cutting down on these places. And it's surprising with how expensive trains are in general now. I feel like the more that there is and more accessible it is, the cheaper it would be, because there's less like travel between the big stations. Yeah. Like, there's more places to swap over and change over and get cheaper tickets, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Because they have the split save thing now, don't they? But you're talking like, if you want to go to Edinburgh from like York, it's like £75. But if there was like ways to go to smaller stations and that, there'd be a way to reduce prices. Plus, it's good for the environment if we've got more public transport, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. You'd think that they would want to encourage railways in this kind of time. And like you said about especially the prices, but when I've like looked into going to certain cities, it ends up being way cheaper to drive there than it is to go by train. And that's, it shouldn't be like that. It should be cheaper to go by train,
exactly.
Because you'd think the government would want to encourage it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, especially with HS2 happening, I mean, I guess that's its own big line in general. Is that to Birmingham from London? I can't quite remember.
It might go to, but I actually don't know.
With that coming about, you'd think there'd be more access to smaller areas to Birmingham to connect to the HS2 line.
Yeah.
Rather than just leaving it to bigger cities, because people do live in quieter areas, you know, and they still need to commute to work or get to other places. So having like one train a week, that's, it's not really great for people who want to go to work in bigger towns or bigger cities.
No.
And they're obviously going to have to rely on cars, which, again, as I said, is not great for the environment. And at a time when we really need to be cutting down on that sort of thing, having more accessible trains would be a benefit, if anything.
Yeah. Well, that's what's interesting about this trip. I took a trip out to see one of these ghost stations that was in Lincolnshire. So it's quite like nearby to where I'm located. And It was a line that goes from a station called Curtin Lindsay. Mm-hmm. And the line itself goes through Lincolnshire and onto Sheffield. I think that's the final stop.
Yeah.
So what struck me about it was that this is a service where they only run trains on the Saturday. For the rest of the week, no trains run from this station at all. So yeah, like Monday through to Friday, no one would be at the station whatsoever. It'd be completely deserted. And then one day of the week, there's a service running.
What's the point?
Well, exactly, because it becomes stupid, because I was thinking, like, if I lived in this village and mm-hmm. I wanted to get a job in Sheffield, then I'd think to myself, oh, this is great. There's an actual train that goes from here to a big city. This is great. Yeah. I can commute in. But you can't, because it only runs one day of the week, so it's completely useless.
Is it the same back? Is the one back, or is it just the one-way trip and you're stuck in Sheffield?
I think there are trains back, but as I discovered, they only run like once every 3 hours. So it doesn't, even then, like even if you had like, I don't know, a Saturday job in Sheffield, you would still be struggling with which train you can get back.
What's the point? No one's going to take that trip. Like, unless it was one way and you conveniently were in that in Curtin Lindsay or wherever it is.
Yeah.
It's just such a pointless trip. Like, who's gonna go there and wait how many other hours it is to get back? Like, yeah, it's just inconvenient more than anything.
Mm. And that's the weird thing about the whole idea of these ghost stations and ghost trains is that like at that point when it's only running one day of the week, it's completely useless to most people. So it would be better in a way if they either just completely closed it, ripped it all down, or brought back services that were actually daily and people could actually use it. But as it exists, it's completely pointless.
It feels like some sort of limbo for these stations. They're just kind of there, but not really existing. When you went to the station, did it get a creepy vibe from it? Was anyone else there?
It was actually quite creepy, because I turned up and I was the only person there, and it was really bad weather, which didn't sort of help the creepy side of things. And what was even weirder was there was like a big station building, but from what I could tell, it looks like it's actually just been converted to someone's house because no one uses the station. So I kept thinking, like, I could see through windows, but like, and furniture inside the house. I kept waiting for someone's face to appear at the window and be like, why is this man doing like on the station?
Like something out of The Woman in Black.
Exactly. It's like horrible, like hidden ghosts appearing in the windows. But it was an eerie feeling, like being the only person in this sort of station. Really odd.
It just feels sad. Like, we have so much history with these stations all across the UK, and they've just been left to kind of rot with the occasional trip to them. Because, I mean, there's so many heritage. I mean, I guess they are technically all heritage lines because they're all that old at this point. Hmm. It just feels like a shame to not give it to one of these heritage companies and let them spruce it up and use it for, like, day trips on steam trains. And, I mean, I don't know how that would be logistically possible. I might be talking rubbish, but rather than just letting them sit there in some like stagnant limbo, at least give them some sort of purpose. One trip on a Saturday is just not cutting it for anyone.
No, but that's what's interesting is that because the station was completely deserted, I was expecting the train to also be empty, and I was sort of I was hoping for it because I wanted to get some like shots of me alone on the train. And what was disappointing in a way was when it turned up, there was actually people on it. There was like decent, like 20 people.
I guess because it's a Sheffield train, that was probably going to happen because it's going to a city, but that's quite funny.
So I sort of got on, I was like, this is ruined the whole video.
You should have gone to the bogs if there was one and just sat in there.
Just hide from everyone.
Yeah.
It was annoying as well because I've never really like vlogged in public, and I was sort of hoping the train would be empty so that I wouldn't feel too self-conscious about doing it.
Yeah.
And then because everyone else was there, I was like, I'm not doing that anymore. So I had to like do it a lot more discreetly.
Oh, you're holding the camera on your lap.
I had it on the you know, the flip out like
table. Oh, the table.
I just put it there. But yeah, so it kind of got me thinking, like, does that mean that, like, these services, these ghost trains, are they actually useful to people? But, you know, because of the, like, if you actually expanded the amount of days it was running, would people then use it? Or is it the fact for, like, because it only runs on one day, people think, yeah, oh, well, if I want to go to Sheffield, then I've got to go on the train that day. So then that's why there were people on it.
Yeah, see, that would be the big test, I think, like the passenger numbers getting on and off for the actual station, rather than the, well, I guess that would be to see how many trains they need, but you're never going to know until you try it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And they're never going to try it. So I guess it's kind of up in the air whether it would be a useful thing to have more trains on it or not. I guess that's why there isn't many trains. It's already been proven that people just don't want to use the station. You'd think anyway.
Yeah.
But usually it's just down to cuts and saving money, unfortunately. But in my opinion, not that I do any budgeting for the country or anything, I think it would be more beneficial to have more of these stations accessible to more people. Because, as I said, environmentally, it's great. Like, yeah. And it'll hopefully push down ticket prices with more accessible stations as well. Because just going from city to city, it's expensive.
Mm.
And like, less and less people are going to be bothered about using trains, and you know, not everyone's got the money for a train trip, and fortunately that's the way it is at the minute.
Yeah. And if you've got all the infrastructure there anyway,
mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not much to add to it. Maybe a lick of paint, that's about it. And just make sure the trains go in that direction.
Yeah. So yeah, it is an interesting factor of like, yeah, who sort of decides that these are ghost trains? Like who, like how much research have they actually done to gather how much demand there is for more services? Like it's kind of an interesting balance of, because I guess it would be potentially a risk for them to open up more services because they could lose money. But you never know unless you give it a go. Like
they could always test in regions or do small like few ghost stations or even just one, like to see if anything picks up or tickets are bought from there or whatever it is, if it makes money, if it loses money. But I don't think at the minute that's anyone's priority, unfortunately.
No.
With everything else that's going on in the world. So I reckon for the time being, these stations will keep being ghost trains and stations, unfortunately.
Which is weird when you think how many there are, but there's just across the country, there's just this network of secret abandoned train services.
There you go.
So that is
not as spooky as you thought it would be.
Although, the actual stations themselves were pretty creepy. Like the second one I visited was in Brigg, and they didn't have a car park at all. It was just like a big kind of concrete like field. And there was just like one horse walking around. It was just, and on the station, the actual the train station itself, there was only one other person who I basically assumed that they must be waiting for the next train, which because I had to research all the timetable, I knew there wasn't another train for like another 3 hours. So I'm like, why are they sat there? And then when the actual train arrived, that person just walked off. They didn't even get on it. So I was like, what were you doing?
Maybe he was a ghost. Maybe he was a ghost. Let's just pretend he was a ghost. I mean, I'm assuming it might have been a train spotter though.
Could have been. But it was like,
it could have been a train spotting ghost.
Yes, a ghost that's still interested in trains. So still turns up and finds the ghost.
Why not?
It's possible. So that's maybe I did. He got on it, started driving it away. Yeah, so maybe I did encounter something paranormal after all of it at the end. Yeah,
let's say you did. Why not? It's nearly Halloween. You saw a ghost at a station.